You know, what gets me about that book, Animal Farm, because a lot of people like to quote it because it's seemingly anti-communist, but it was written by a communist.
Oh, yeah. He admired Lenin. That's the thing people don't get, is he admired Lenin, but it was Stalin he hated.
Yeah, so we think when we're reading Animal Farm, it's like, look at this great anti-communist book. Nope, actually, that's a pro-communist book. Have you ever been on Amazon looking at brands, and they're all just made-up brands? And, like, you've never heard of them before? All capital letters, just random.
Yeah.
Well, the reason for that is Amazon, I think it, like, makes you trademark your product.
Oh, I see.
It's easiest to trademark random letters. Because then you think...
Oh, yeah, because then you're not competing with people.
Yeah, that'll go through the patent office easier. It's still crazy that half of internet sales is on Amazon.
Oh, really?
Half the things I buy on the internet aren't on Amazon.
But, yeah, and they make it easy to just pick whatever that is they have, right? So.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times you don't want to go to 8 different sites. So you're just like, well, let's just go to Amazon. It has everything.
Yeah.
Which it's you the could one-stop just go to eBay, which is, I would think that would be a pretty big share.
Yeah, you think...
Because eBay used to just be, like, used stuff, but now they have some more new stuff than they have used stuff.
Yeah. Well, I think people... I think there's... Especially among, I guess, city kinds of people, I think there's less trust of eBay. Like, what if it's through some seller who's not going to send my thing?
I've had that happen on eBay.
Really?
Yeah. But, well, so the China Post stuff, it takes about a month to get something from China. And I wanted some resistors, and they just never shipped out the resistors. And they were hoping I would forget about it in the month, because you can't dispute it until after the estimated shipping.
Oh, yeah.
But I got my $3 back in the end. So.
Yeah, well. Yeah, they probably expect you just to not think it's worth it also, I guess.
Yeah. But,
just $3.
Usually I have pretty good experience, but I have had, misrepresentation of products. Like, I bought some tape. It was for thermal conductive tape. And they advertised it as shipping from the USA. And so I was like, okay, well, I'll get it, 4 days, 3-4 days, something like that. And it came 18 days, like the very last day that they said it might come. And it was it was marked in a USA package when it got here. It was like they had a middleman in the USA they shipped to, and then they relabel it and ship it to you. It was kind of a weird setup.
Yeah, I think I've seen that happen before.
Well,
yeah.
And so then I reported or left a bad review or something, but the company was already gone. Like, they weren't selling that product anymore.
What?
Like, the next day, I reported it, and somebody else had too, and then it was gone. I was like, that was fast.
Yeah, really?
I just don't see how it's easier to make your money selling, $10 roll of tape, and then cheating people while you're doing it.
Yeah, especially if after a couple of complaints you're going to remove it.
Yeah, and then you have to make a new company. Like, that's a lot of work, because I'm sure you're not making more than like $3 or $4 on the whole purchase.
Yeah. Well, evidently they earn millions on it, because I got a call from one of them saying he had millions he needed to transfer into my bank account.
Is he Nigerian?
Yeah.
He's heir to the throne.
Nigeria is an interesting country, where they have that Muslim portion of it. And then that terrorizes the Christian part. They have that terrorist group Boko Haram. And you know what Boko Haram means?
No.
According to the group, which is what most people agree it means. The full meaning, if you take into account what they're like, it's supposed to mean Western civilization is forbidden.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
I bet they were happy when Google drove the cars through Nigeria.
Oh, yeah?
Nigeria is on Street View.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
But in the when Google drove the cars through, they had a follow car that was like a police officer car follow them. Make sure those forbidden Westerners don't spread any of the Western.
Interesting.
Have you ever seen? I think it's what's it called? There's like a scam baiting where they find scammers because they're so sick of scammers that they go out of their way to find them and then just like lead them on a wild goose chase. Thinking they're going to get money at the end and never give it to them.
Mm.
Yeah, there's this website called, like, I want to say it's like 311 Eater or something. And it's just dedicated to baiting mostly Nigerians into, like, making goofy selfies or something, thinking that you're going to get paid.
Huh. You know, the craziest scammer, like business that's targeting scammers that I heard of is they have a problem in California and New York especially, but other places sometimes too, where people will have squatters move into their house and then they call the police on them and the police won't evict these people because even though there's not a contract, they're supposed to go through a formal eviction process for some reason.
That's only if they're actually moved in.
Yeah. Well, it'll be like somebody's parents die and then they leave the house open for a month and people move in. And so there's a guy in Northern California who had this happen to him. And so as a response, he started a business where his people will squat on squatters. And so they'll find a time when the squatters are gone.
when they're squatting on somebody else's house.
Yeah. And then you pay them like thousands of dollars, but then sign a notice saying that they can rent your place and then they can, they have the rights to it, not the people squatting there anymore.
Ah.
Yeah. So, sort of back around justice.
Yeah, I saw.
It's kind of an interesting discussion because if you're talking about like parcels of farmland that get unattended for decades, then yeah, people probably should be able to move in on those. But of course, a house for a couple of months when people had their relative die, that's obviously not something where people should just be able to claim it.
That's what adverse possession's in the books for. And usually it takes like a decade or two.
Yeah.
But for some reason, they don't let you adversely possess government property.
Hmm.
I feel like they're not playing fair. Have you seen that, like, the feds own, like, more than 50% of the land in Nevada?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, obviously the federal government couldn't kick people out of all the land because they own just way too much.
Yeah. Well, between
Nevada
government
might only
land
have 10 counties, but they're big ones.
Well, between government land and Indian reservations, I think only like 20 to 30% of Arizona is in private hands.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Which, there's a lot of land dedicated to Indian reservation there. It's hard to get an exact estimate because some of those reservations cross state lines. So I don't know what percentage is strictly Indian land, but yeah.
I doubt you can adversely possess Indian land.
Yeah, I doubt it too.
But who wants to possess the desert anyway? They can keep it.
Yeah. Yeah, no one cares to take a gamble on that.
Yeah. We had that whole Trail of Tears thing to adversely possess all the good land.
Yeah.
I guess you could say it, call it that.
Yeah. You know, they needed the tears to water the desert they were moving to, so.
They were on the wrong side of the Mississippi.
Yeah. Yeah, it is really funny how we don't let the Indians have any land until, like, past it gets to the Great Plains and then desert.
Yeah, we want all the other land.
Yeah, all the land that gets enough rain, we want that.
Yeah. That's a pretty short end of the stick.
Yeah, it is. That's really, yeah.
I remember watching, like, a documentary, and they said that the Indians were told, because the white people didn't like them roaming around, so they're like, all right, you can farm your buffalo, but then they only gave them 1 acre per buffalo, which, like, a buffalo is going to need 3 or 4 acres.
Mm.
So it was completely unrealistic.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, you talk about people who have gotten the short end of the stick.
I mean, they started, but it didn't end up good for them.
Yeah. Yeah, it sure didn't.
Yeah, I was thinking this week about I saw a picture, I guess, of a Mohawk Indian who actually had a Mohawk. And that's the goofiest hairstyle.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's so silly how there's this emphasis and people men getting their hair cut, they'll shave the sides down really. It's kind of just like a mohawk. It's not quite, though, where they shave the sides down and leave the top long. And it's not in the same shape exactly as a mohawk, but...
Yeah, I was told that was, like, based on some study or something where they say, like, an oval is the most attractive face. And so the hairstylists were like, well, we can artificially give you a oval-shaped head if we shorten the sides of your big brain and increase the height.
You mean it isn't... people don't prefer mushroom-shaped faces?
Well, but it's pretty cultural, because have you ever seen, like, actual, like, descendants of the Mayans? There's Mexicans that have super circular shaped faces. And if you go and you look at, like, the Mayan sculptures, all of their faces are very circular.
Yeah.
And I guess that's what they preferred or whatever.
Yeah.
Preferred or however they were made, I don't know.
Yeah. You know, the funny thing about the Mayans is they were short people. But their stair steps on those temples are really tall. Like, you kind of have to jump. And me, as someone who's basically 6 foot, has to jump from step to step. But
have you those been to people,
them? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, like, are they like 2 feet tall or 2.5 feet tall?
Yeah, somewhere in that realm, 2 to 2.5 feet.
Wow.
It's. Yeah, I didn't go to the top because during the occasion I was there, there wasn't much time. But, yeah.
you liked your heart. No, I guess that was the Aztec ones.
Yeah. If you like your heart, you can keep your heart. Well, then I guess I won't be going up those stairs.
Mexican cartels are still doing that stuff.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the... isn't it sort of unbelievable that cartels run so much of the country right to the south of us?
Yeah. Have you heard about the, that jungle on the south side of Panama? It's called, like, the Darien Gap?
No, I haven't heard of it.
Well, I read yesterday on an internet forum that, that China is building roads and bridges through the Darien Gap. This is Alex Jones level quality information. China is building roads through the Darien Gap. And the purpose of this is so that the people from South America, from Venezuela, from Ecuador, can come up through Panama easily, because as it was mountainous and a rainforest and pretty treacherous to get through. But now they can just walk the road, and then once they get past that, it's just an easy walk through Mexico, because it's everybody knows where you're going. And so it's not like they don't care. Go on ahead. And then you get to our border, and we give you a gift card or whatever, and have your kids disappear.
Yeah.
The last I saw, it was like 80,000-something kids are just missing.
Oh, my gosh, really?
I want to say it was that. It could have been 40,000, but it was pretty high.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the thing, is when so much of this is happening, that if we're not keeping track of the people coming in, we're not ensuring the safety of kids.
Yeah.
We don't have any space for provision for that. Like, there's not being made.
Well, just the whole order of society's falling apart, because
yeah,
you can't have half of the people playing by the rules and the other half not.
Yeah. Yeah, you just can't. It can't survive that way.
I guess let's get into what we wanted to talk about today. The anthropomorphization of animals, which was pretty interesting, because I looked up that word when I was coming up with this idea, anthropomorphization, just to make sure that I didn't make it up. And sure enough, it's real, and it means what I thought it meant. You know, morph, changing, anthro, human, making things human that aren't human.
Ascribing characteristics to them that are human.
The Cambridge Dictionary on the internet was saying, as their example sentence was, when people who anthropomorphize their pets may have problems. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, heck, that's a good sentence right there.
Yeah.
That's what they say is based.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, people consider pets a substitute for kids.
There's a really good video that Pope Francis, where he addresses that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he says pets, you know, I'll just post it.
E oggi anche con l'orfandà c'è un certo egoismo. L'altro giorno parlavo sull'inverno demografico, no? Si vede che la gente non vuole avere figli, o almeno uno, e niente di più, no? E tante, tante coppie non hanno dei figli perché non vogliono. O hanno uno e non di più. Ma hanno due cani, due gatti. E sì, i cani e i gatti occupano il posto dei figli. Sì, fa ridere, capisco, ma è la realtà. Questo rinnegare la paternità e la maternità ci diminuisce, ci toglie umanità, e così la civiltà diviene più vecchia e senza umanità, perché si perde la ricchezza della paternità e la maternità. E soffre la patria.
But,
well, because Pope Francis gets a whole lot of unjust flack about, you know, he said a couple comments about Zika or whatever. You remember him saying that Catholics don't have a duty to breed like rabbits.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and it might have been in poor taste or whatever, but nobody's pointing out that, hey, he said your pets are not a part of your family.
Yeah.
You got to be fair. So.
Yeah, and that these crazy ideas of, I heard some guy at school saying that he was going to be, after graduation, he was going to spend some time as a stay-at-home cat dad.
What the heck?
I know. Can you imagine anything more? It's the sort of thing you don't expect anybody to admit out loud, even if that's their plan.
Yeah, that's just... I don't even have words for that situation. Stay at home cat dad.
The thing's wrong with that sentence.
There was a lady on Twitter who has like a vegan cat. It's been a trend for a lot of people to try and make their carnivorous animal pets vegans. And it's pretty funny because it always fails, but I guess that's kind of, you know, them making that, you know, ascribing human characteristics to that cat, saying that, you know I'm made to eat meat, but I'm going to eat just vegetables because I don't want to do what I'm made to do. And then saying, hey, you're a cat, you should eat just vegetables too.
I mean, if you want to argue that human beings have a choice, you can make that argument. And there's some decent arguments in sort of the realm of minimizing at least meat. I don't think there's anything that's a moral wrong. But a cat is not made to decide, oh, I think I'll have a slice of bread today.
Well, and even there's, a person, you can't just say all out veganism is the way to go.
Yeah.
Like, you got canines in your mouth. Like, it's not for eating vegetables.
Yeah. Well, there was somebody
posted. Our eyes point forward. Your eyes point forward because you're made to hunt. I saw recently a picture of a deer that had its eyes facing forward as like a Photoshop. They look really different because you're used to prey animals having their eyes face outward because they need to see the predator coming, but the predator needs to hone in on how to get to the prey.
I'll send you this post if I can find it, but somebody posting online is like something along the lines of a trans 4-year-old is like a vegan dog. We all know who's making the choice.
Yeah. That's true.
Yeah, but there's a funny video online of somebody was trying to feed their dog like a lettuce salad and saying, it's this dog's gonna eat it and choose this over beef. And then, so they put the lettuce and the beef in front of the dog, and before they released it to start going, the dog starts wolfing down the beef. You're not going to change that instinct.
No, you can't.
Some of you just don't believe that my dog's a vegetarian, so... Vegetarian, okay. No, don't eat that, no.
You can't.
Well, you shouldn't be doing what you weren't made to be doing.
Yeah.
And you know, I guess that's the big hypocrisy of PETA, is they say, let's protect the bears. It's like, but bears, all they do is go around killing things.
Yeah, I mean, there's an argument to be made to not mess with nature if nature to the extent that nature's not messing with us. Right, but if bears are a threat,
what they were saying was not have them in a carnival because they're being abused by doing carnival tricks.
Oh, I see.
But they have to say, well, the bear's abusing everything just by living. By the mere act of a carnivore surviving, it's abusing other animals.
Yeah,
they want to live in a herbivore world.
Yeah, if people and animals are equivalent, then bears and dogs are murderers.
Right, but they're okay with murder. That's the thing.
It's
something like PETA's killed 50,000 animals because they're okay with murder. They want diversity over all everything else, I guess.
Yeah, well, Here's the kind of anti-civilization Rousseau element of the thinking. You know about the, in the sense of just, if it's out in the wild and in nature, and then it's okay. But it's, if it's like, if it's native savages over in some island in somewhere, then it's okay. But if it's us, then we can't do it.
Do you remember the, I don't remember, he was like a Harvard math student who got psychologically abused in college and then started bombing all the people who tried to make him trans.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
I'm going to look him up. It's funny. He's Catholic, and he wrote like a book about how to... It was like basically how society needs to revert back to living in harmony with nature. In prison.
Oh.
You've probably heard of him. Ted Kaczynski.
Oh, yeah. They call him the Unabomber.
Yeah. So his philosophy is that we need to go back to living in harmony with nature or something, and it's a kind of strikingly similar to what PETA's actually goal is, because they want like harmony of nature, like there's a yin and a yang in the world, and we got too much yin in it or something. I haven't done a whole lot of thinking on this, so my thoughts aren't real prepared on it. But
no, yeah, well, I guess that is that something we're made for as human beings, is simply to follow the currents of nature, or are we meant to build past, in some sense, nature?
You know, I think we're meant to do what's best for us, and have dominion over it.
Each element of nature tries to do what's best for it. It's just we have particular means to be able to.
We have dominion over it, and we ought to exercise our dominion over it, and not subjugate ourselves to it.
Yeah.
But PETA's over here saying a rat is a dog, is a fish is a boy.
Yeah. Well, I think even if they want to make this equivalency, I think there are points in time where people view animals as more valuable, or they like animals more than they like people, which is not right. You know, we were talking about earlier that homeless man who had his dog stolen from him by PETA activists in Paris, because they considered it abuse to the dog to be
okay.
Hey, so help the human being and let the dog and human stay companions, because what do you think the dog really wants to be away from the person who's taking care of it? And then if you take a sort of human analog to it, is it really if parents are too poor to take care of their kids, is the solution to take them away?
I mean, that's society's go-to solution right now.
Yeah, but is that really going to be best for the kids? If I'm not mistaken, foster parents get paid to be foster parents. So you're going to pay somebody else to be the child's parent and completely invert that child's life when you could just give provision to the actual parent?
Yeah.
How screwed up is that?
Have you ever heard of Pizzagate?
Yeah, a little bit.
Well, that's what foster care is for.
Oh.
Yeah. I was watching a thing the other day about how they've debunked Pizzagate, and the evidence they've used to debunk Pizzagate was basically the mainstream news sources linking to each other.
Mm.
In a big circle of mainstream news sources.
Oh yeah, the circular citations.
Yeah. here's my proof. They said that I said it. But then they showed some FBI documents about what child predators have, like, symbols and stuff that they use to identify each other, and then showing the same symbols and stuff in like variations in the accused companies, like logos and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm like, wow, I didn't know that before. So maybe there is, maybe they are suppressing all the evidence.
Yeah. Well,
the fact that Jeffrey Epstein's list hasn't really been made public.
Yeah, that whole thing is really suspicious. It sort of lends credence to anything suspicious around the same people.
Well, and then some of Hillary Clinton's emails were, like, super, super whack. Like, I saw one. I couldn't verify it because they said that it was taken off WikiLeaks. So.
Oh.
But they said the internet made a copy of it. That was what they said. And they said something along the lines of, like, we found something that was cheese pizza related. Do you want it back? It was a sentence that nobody would say. But
yeah. That is really odd.
But then, like, with Epstein getting arrested and then somehow dying in prison, that's a fault that I have with Donald Trump. Donald Trump said on record that he believes Epstein did kill himself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. How can you say Epstein killed himself when the circumstances went out the way that they went out?
Yeah, how could you possibly think that? Like, nobody... There was a big snow in the place I was living at the time, and the first thing people did was on the hillside they carved, "Epstein didn't kill himself," into the snow. Yeah. Like, nobody believes it.
Yeah, all the cameras don't stop malfunctioning, and the guards go to sleep, and somehow he has means to kill himself all at the same time.
At a maximum security prison, yeah.
And then...
Yeah. And it's kind of funny you mentioned WikiLeaks, because the government and the police's argument is always, like, in terms of search and seizure, like, if you're not doing anything wrong, you shouldn't have anything to hide. And then WikiLeaks, where it leaks their documents and things.
The government's like, if I'm not doing anything wrong, don't investigate me. Did you see they renewed the Patriot Act?
Oh, yeah? They did?
Well, it went through the Senate. I assume Biden is going to re-sign it.
Yeah.
So,
and he's such a patriot.
Yeah.
Add that to the list of acts with, you know, really strange names, like the Inflation Reduction Act.
Yeah.
You see, there was a online post that Chuck Schumer made, and he was saying, you know, this I'm helping to plant trees today with the $75,000 or like $75 million allocated by the Inflation Reduction Act to helping make parks greener in New York State. It's like, so you just spend a bunch of money.
That's how we're going to reduce inflation?
Yeah. Because money grows on trees, so we're going to plant a bunch of trees.
Hey, there's an idea.
Yeah, see?
Yeah. Wait, but that'll still increase inflation.
If you have that much reasoning skill, you don't belong in Congress.
It's like the old stimulus bill of Obama.
Yeah.
What was the debt before that stimulus bill went through? Do you remember? Because it, like, doubled our national debt, and now we're, like, way past that.
Yeah, well, Obama...
It was like $4 trillion or something, but then Obama spent $4 trillion in one package, and now we're at, what is it, like $25 trillion? I don't even keep track anymore.
I think it's in the 30s, because Donald Trump spent faster than Obama, believe it or not, and then Joe Biden's spending even faster than that.
So what would $30 trillion be per, you know, 300 million Americans? That would be So you'd say it's we all owe $100,000 now. Every man, yeah, woman, and child.
Yep.
So you can go out on the streets and find a random kid. They owe $100,000 of money that the past generation spent. The past generation's government.
Yeah. There's evidently a website called it's usdebtclock.org.
I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah. It looks like the national debt's going up by about... It's faster than 10,000 per second.
That's pretty fast. But, yeah. But the thing is, it doesn't really matter to us because it's just a fake number. You know? Like, we're not ever going to pay it back, so what's it matter?
Yeah, it's just... There's so much in the realm of money that's just numbers.
I don't even know if the Chinese expect us to pay it back. I don't even think they do. Like,
yeah, I don't know if they do.
We owe them a couple trillion, but do they care?
All that, I guess the only thing I can think it would do is just to destroy our credit rating whenever they decide to destroy it.
Yeah, that's, I guess, fair. But our credit rating's already going down as we use our petrodollar as a weapon. What we've done to all the other countries that don't, you know, give us our petroleum, we cut them off of the dollar, like what we've been doing with Iran. How many sanctions we put on them in the last decade or two. And then we try and get all of the other people on the dollar to sanction them with us. So then if we can cripple their economy, then they have to listen to us. And the reason we can cripple their economy is because we have everybody else... you know, under the control of our control of the petroleum in the world. It'll be interesting if you know if and when BRICS makes its currency mainstream.
Yeah, that'd be a big shakeup to the world.
I'd hate to go to the yuan.
Go to the what? The yuan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if I were in any of the other countries in BRICS, I wouldn't trust China enough to do that.
Well, who would you trust? The Russians?
Yeah, I don't know. Who do you trust these days?
I'm kind of surprised Brazil hasn't pulled out with, you know, with their coup and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going really crazy about going after Bolsonaro.
Are they going after him personally? I haven't been really following.
Yeah, I don't. You know, I don't know the details exactly, but they're trying to go. I think even beyond making sure he can never run again.
Yeah,
I think they're trying to
give him the old Trump treatment.
Yeah,
that was bound to happen, but he's the one who capitulated.
Yeah, if you follow the law, you're bound to get charged for... You're bound to get criminal charges from the political left.
Yeah.
And it's not like Trump was even that conservative.
I wouldn't really say he was conservative at all.
He's...
Basically, the only reason he ever had my support was because of how mad he made the left. You know?
Yeah, and then the suggestion that it would maybe be a little bit more conservative. Maybe
I think he did us a service in showing us how deep the fraud is in our country. Mm-hmm. You know, how all the news networks run in tandem to spread misinformation.
Yeah, and you know, I think there are a lot of people who are more open to that now that they've seen a little bit more than there were in the past.
I saw Google now has an experimental AI thing. So when you type in something or other, it'll give you an AI generated result, which is kind of curious because that's what they were using anyway. They were using AI to figure out what the right result to give you was. But now they're giving you snapshots of all the results, you know, combine them to give you the answer you're looking for.
Oh.
Which also gives them the power, once you rely on that, is now you're not trusting sources anymore. Or checking sources. You're just checking Google.
Yeah, that's...
Whatever Daddy Google tells me, I'm going to believe.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I'm still old enough that my parents said don't trust everything you read on the internet. But then the problem is that they trusted most of what they read on the internet, and so
yeah. Well, you know, or the TV. TV's worse.
Yeah.
So there are people literally getting paid by billionaires who are manipulating your viewpoint, and you're going to trust them to tell you the truth about the billionaires manipulating your viewpoint.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, George Soros doesn't fund politicians everywhere.
Yeah.
And news agencies. Not every news agency is run by a Jew. Just all the ones you can think of. What is it? There's a what's that? That one run by the weird Chinese group. You know what I'm talking about? There's like a.
Oh, is it the Epic Times?
Yeah, the Epic Times. They're just.
Yeah.
We're gonna pretend to be conservative by putting in a bunch of buzzwords, and then give you this weird Buddhist spin on it.
Yeah.
Hey, but we hate China too.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I don't know to what extent the people involved are actually united. You know, it's kind of hard to pin down.
The news agencies.
Yeah, but at least they share common interests. That much is pretty clear.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, is like a lot of people want to say that there's just this worldwide conspiracy of, you know, the Illuminati's all working together, and it looks that way because they're all following the same master, but
yeah.
They're not working together in the sense that they're all best buddies working to dominate us into submission. You know, like if you ask the people in charge, I don't even think they realize the extent of how much in charge they are or aren't.
Yeah.
Because a human being is only as powerful as one human being. You know, it's like I was telling you about Hitler yesterday. Yeah. Everybody wants to get behind and say Hitler is the universal person that we can say is evil in the entire world. But then, how many of the deaths in World War II was he personally responsible for?
Yeah, Hitler was a movement.
Yeah, Hitler. Hitler.
There's.
Did he kill anybody besides himself, allegedly? Like, it's...
I don't, if so, I'm not a significant portion of the people who were killed on his behalf, but by people who were willing to act on his behalf.
Right, and so these people that we pretend to say are in control of the world, they're not in control of the world. It's that no. The world is so wicked that the things that you see that look like organized efforts is just everybody following Satan.
It's like, you know, you remember from Star Wars, Jabba the Hutt?
Uh-huh.
You ever think, like, how did that guy become one of the supposed rich, powerful, like, that's who we're run by, is Jabba the Hutt. You know? People who really wouldn't have power on their own, but they have money.
Well, and the thing is, they don't really, like, they're going to die, and they're going to be replaced by somebody else who, you know, of the same persuasion.
Yeah, unless they figure out how to extend life.
Yeah.
I was privy to a discussion about pharmaceuticals, and evidently anti-aging drugs are there's a market for them because a lot of the people who invest in drug development are old, a lot of capital investors, and so they'll be really
the foreskin treatment.
What?
Yeah, there's a thing where they inject foreskin tissue into, like, facials. As a, you know, I guess there's stem cells or something that...
Uh-huh.
Go ask Sandra Bullock, I don't know.
Are there like, haploid cells? I don't know what to make of it.
Well, I feel like there's, like, a theme in witchcraft where you, like, take a child and you kill a child and then you can take their life.
And yeah, yeah.
To yourself.
The purer and the more life, like the like, yeah. So that's why you sacrifice a virgin in so many primitive rituals,
right? Hey, and I think that's just kind of like that becoming mainstream. We're gonna we're going to inject foreskins into our face because, you know, we'll live longer or something.
My gosh. Yeah.
It doesn't cease to amaze me how the Jews convinced everybody in America to circumcise their kids.
Like, that's more of a... I thought that was more of a mainstream thing just generally until recently.
No, it wasn't mainstream in Christianity.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was...
I know there are discussions in the New Testament about how you don't need to, but...
Well, yeah, but basically you were told not to because you're aligning yourself with the old law.
Oh, I see.
And so while it doesn't make a difference in and of itself, it makes a difference because you believe that you have to follow the old law, which you don't. So that's heresy to do it for that reason.
Oh, I see. So it's, yeah.
I was told, yeah. I don't know, but I was told that the reason that it became common was because around like World War II, the Jews were getting persecuted and it was one way to identify them. And so since a lot of Jews were doctors, they started recommending it as like a health hygienic treatment.
Whoa. Huh. I've only heard that it can reduce the risk of transmitting STDs, but of course that's hardly a hygienic treatment to
yeah. Well, really, I mean, how else are you going to sell that to people? Snap.
There's a...
Yeah, explain to me why the doctors ask non-Jewish people if they want that. I mean, I guess there's a resurgence in Protestants thinking they have to follow the old law. There's that.
Yeah, there's that.
So
I don't know what...
Have you met somebody who's like decided that they know the Bible better than all the Christians in the past, and so now they need to worship God on Saturday?
Yeah.
You've actually met people like that? Because I've you know, seen them on the internet, but I've never met one in person.
Only on brief occasions, but yeah.
Yeah, that's just... I mean, Seventh-day Adventist, I guess, but...
Well, it all... Like,
but now it's going to be kind of more mainstream.
I don't know how you could possibly think that after, you know, 2,000 years after Christ's death, that that's an original thought. Really? So, and also then, the argument was Constantine is the one who changed it. And when the church became nationalized, then they had to change it. That was part of the corruption. But I'm like, so the church was persecuted for 300 years. And then the minute Constantine legalizes it, they're willing to let it be corrupted as a result. So they, like, the people who died for this are just going to roll over yellow-bellied and just say, okay, we'll go to Sunday now.
Yeah. Yeah. That's...
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, and it's not like people stopped dying for it after that point. Because Constantine wasn't the end of persecution forever.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I didn't have any sources on hand for exactly why it was changed, but it's like,
interesting Roman emperor called, what's his name called? Heliogabus? Helio something. And he was like a basically a boy who became emperor, and now they're saying that he was a tranny and a lot of other things, but he, instituted the cult of Sol Invictus.
Oh yeah.
Which that's when why they want to trace it to him, basically. This really terrible emperor whose memory has basically been wiped out from history because nobody liked him. But
seems like there were a lot of unlikable Roman emperors. And
it probably wasn't on the short list to get to heaven. you gotta give it to the first 70 popes, though. They did pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Can you imagine Pope 71? He canonizes his predecessor, and then he dies, and the next guy's like, nah.
I thought Pope number 50 wasn't canonized, but was that an anti-pope?
Oh, I don't remember. It's...
Yeah.
It's about the first 70.
Yeah. It's quite a tradition to break, though.
Yeah. Nope, not him.
Yeah. Yeah. There becomes a paganism around certain things in modern life. And yeah, it's kind of... I was looking at PETA a little bit in preparation for this, and I was trying to see, do they have a stance on abortion? And basically, they don't. They've decided they don't have a stance, but their agenda is if you say you're pro-life. Well, what they say is that if you say you're pro-life, then that their response is, then you should be vegan.
But
so most of the people are leftist activists, pro-choice people. But as a group, they've decided they're just going to redirect toward vegan every time you bring up pro-life. They're not going to stump for.
But how can they say, you know, you should be vegan if they, you know, sterilize and euthanize animals all the time? You know, like that's obviously not fundamentally pro-life.
Yeah, there's a case where they took a girl's 9-year-old chihuahua, and if they had waited 5 days as was required by law, she would have claimed it back. But they took it and they sterilized, they euthanized it. So now then the family sued them over this. But it's like, why'd you kill a dog that could have lived a perfectly happy life?
Well, yeah, they don't get the whole idea of human life being sacred.
Yeah. Yeah, or I wonder if they even get the idea of animal life being sacred. They just have some
sort
of... No,
they don't think any life's sacred, and so they're like, just...
They just feel they should have a fealty toward it. Like, that's... It's some cause by which they can...
You know, I guess it's... I don't know, the devil knows that he can... get you to take your compassion, because naturally we have compassion for other people, but if you can take your compassion and direct it towards animals, then you'll lose it for people.
Mm. Yeah, you know, when we ought to keep it, well, certainly for people, but then recognize even animal life, you know, it's something, it's not to be taken without some seriousness, but then... And it's not like you're gonna take that with the gravity of killing people, but it's if you're not killing for food,
well, more exterminating. There's a lot of reasons to kill an animal.
That's true.
So
yeah, I mean, you swat a mosquito. Who's gonna think twice about that, right?
Yeah,
but it just becomes, PETA becomes, and the people like it become a pagan cult more than it is an actual desire for good of any kind.
Yeah. And it shows, because then they start doing nude protests I'll show a picture. It's a picture of a turkey's eating a person for Thanksgiving. Cannibalism, you know? Like, those are things that we've always associated with the devil. And they're laughing at it. That you're offended by their nudity, or you're offended by their, you know, fascination with cannibalism.
Yeah. But then there's the kind of softer, like, I'll see online from time to time, and I know you have too, people who will say, like, you know, I like my dog better than I like people, or I'd rather spend time with my cats than I'd rather than.
I like most dogs better than most people, you know.
Yeah.
They think they're being witty.
There's something, yeah, but there's something disordered about that, because a person has a person is
made in the image of God, you know, and a dog's not.
Yeah,
And so, and for you to say that you prefer a low level of creation better than a person made in the image of God, you're insulting God.
Yeah, and it's kind of a. Well, I talked to you about this a little bit, and I'm still not exactly sure how to express it the best way, but essentially a dog is, in any sense of being broken, like man is broken by original sin, it's very small and mostly in relation to man. A dog is essentially a fulfillment of what it is to be a dog, right? In most cases.
But a dog doesn't have free will to choose sin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can see that. I mean, you can look at your dog and you know that he's not sinning, and so you can look at an evil person, know that he's sinning, and so then hate that sin, and that's why you feel that way about evil people.
Yeah, yeah, but that is not what it is to love your enemies. And of course, I'm not some idealist, you know. Oh, peace with everybody, you know, love your enemies, heart signs, you know. It's, of course, there are practical ways that you don't just give in to being around sinful people, but what if you love your dog more and you just get rid of all the people in life because people have problems, what kind of life are you living?
No, a selfish life.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, my dad, you know, a St. Jude commercial came on TV, and St. Jude, they run their advertisements just like the Humane Society. If you've ever seen the Humane Society ads, they're just like, oh, look at this poor dog. It is just so mistreated. It's hungry. And then St. Jude does the same thing, but they actually have a just cause. They're like, here, look at this poor kid. He has cancer, and we're trying to afford the treatment for him. You know, and so the Humane Society is trying to get you to love a dog like you love a person. And when that St. Jude commercial came on, I said, Dad, you know, it made me sad. You know, I felt compassion for the kids on the TV. And my dad said, you know, when you see this, you're supposed to feel the same way when you look at the crucifix. Because Christ did nothing wrong. And that's the same innocence that you see in these kids. Is like, you know, they're suffering for no mortal sin that they committed.
Yeah.
And yet when we look at Christ on the cross, we just say, well, he was grown up. He knew what he was doing.
It's a judgment of looks, you know.
How cold is that to God who came down to earth, who died so that you could go to heaven when he didn't deserve it, you didn't deserve it either. You didn't deserve that kind of charity. And you look at him suffering on the cross and say, well, thanks, I guess.
Yeah.
And then you look at a dog and you say, oh, poor dog. You know, Christ on the cross is just crying because you look at a dog with more compassion than him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not right. I mean, it's not, you know, dogs, cats, nice. They make nice pets, which is also something Pete is against. But it's not right to see more compassion for a dog, to see more, to have more
offense. Something I wanted to talk about here was like, we equate intelligence in animals as like a rational soul to some extent. Mm. That because a dog can figure out how to be trained or whatever, it somehow has this rational soul that can choose to love God or choose not to, but that's not how it was made, and there's a reason that it wasn't made with some intelligence, because it that dog can serve us better because it has that intelligence. And the horse, you know, like if you worked with cows and if you worked with horses are a lot smarter than cows.
Yeah,
and there's certain cows that are smart, and there's something to be said about the dumb breeds that they're a lot easier to work with.
Mm-hmm.
But also, a cow isn't going to figure out how to plow the same way a horse will.
No, it just won't.
And so when you see these human-like characteristics in animals, you know, a certain degree of intelligence, God made that for a reason.
Yeah.
And even like monkeys, because monkeys get me the most, because you look at them and they got human kind of like faces, they got opposable thumbs, and yeah. In zoos where they're always around people, monkey see, monkey do, they make monkey expression or people expressions.
Yeah.
And so it's easy when you're watching YouTube or whatever to say, oh, look, that monkey just reacted to that thing just like a person would. It must be a person.
Yeah.
That's not what happened.
There are people who look at social media on their cell phone in the zoo, and then monkeys will try to swipe them to the next thing because they got bored.
Yeah.
There's actually even, I believe it was the Toronto Zoo, asked for people to stop showing their smartphones to the apes, like the orangutans, because the orangutans were getting addicted.
That's funny.
It was really funny. But
it reminds me of when Harambe got shot. You remember all the people crying about Harambe?
Oh, yeah.
Like, just because it has opposable thumbs and it has a humanoid kind of face.
Yeah.
You're making it something that it's not. And you would realize that if you were around it in nature. But you're not around it. You're around it in these snippets on the internet where they took the most exciting snippet to show you. And so now you think that that they're more than what they actually are. And don't realize that that it's a good thing that God created an animal that looks a lot like us, because it makes it makes it convenient for us to perform studies. That's what we usually do with monkeys. We perform studies on them so that we can test medicines and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, how nice is that, that God created a beast that shares most of our characteristics?
Yeah. Yeah, well, and there's also a sense in which you see what man can become as a beast. You know, there are tribes of apes that will go to war with each other and literally rip each other apart.
Throw shit at the wall. Oh wait, that's prison. No, that's true. I think people just need to have more experience with animals as they are, you know, like even from a young age, you know, because we've lived without like any connection to how we get our food. And like PETA's over there trying to make me feel bad about my chicken that I eat, and I'm like, dude, I butchered a chicken like 3 days ago. Yeah, I know it got its head cut off. That doesn't make me feel bad, okay? And because you've never had to kill anything in your whole life.
Yeah, people get distanced from it in their current civilized environment. Chicken is something you buy in the store in a wrapped plastic.
Yeah, you can say I'm callous to it, but what really is you need to man up and like, of course you're not going to like doing it. That's the point. You know, you get respect for killing something, because when you kill a chicken, it's dead like forever. It doesn't come back. You know. that's part of being a kid, is you learn
that. You face that.
Life is a matter of life and death.
Yeah, but Cluck Cluck the chicken is not more, it doesn't have a higher form of existence than your family. And so you have to provide for your family at the end of the day.
Yeah. And you know how they say, like, the Indians would use every part of the animal? And, like, they would thank God for it and everything? I mean, that's how my dad taught me to kill animals. He said, tell God thank you for the animal before you kill it.
Yeah, it's not to be taken for granted, as the fact that it's something that is ours. It's part of our dominion, but it's not a light matter.
But if you have no experience with it, you're gonna have a warped sense of reality.
Yeah, killing is something that happens in video games, but meat is just on the shelf. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that meat grew with an animal. And
Do you think they're ever going to make lab-grown meat?
I think they're going to do it. I don't know how many people will buy it, but...
Do you think they'll ever make it, like, kind of cost-competitive, or...
I don't know. I wonder how many vegans and vegetarians will be willing to eat it.
Yeah.
No.
Isn't that interesting, though, they think that, like, somehow...
are vegans and vegetarians for health reasons, because they see it as healthier. And it's... I always think the answer is probably a balance, right? Not, hamburger is not the healthiest meal, but neither is a no meat diet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It just makes, I don't know, it's weird that anybody would want to eat meat that came out of a lab dish.
Yeah.
And that somehow growing in a lab dish makes it less of an animal is kind of a weird thought, too. Have you seen those things where they make, biological computers? I don't know how they do it exactly, but they'll take, a cell culture and they'll train it to react to a certain stimulus, and then they can get it to do some logical circuits.
Huh.
Those experiments always make me uncomfortable, because then the next thing they want to do is take, human tissue and then start growing human tissue in a thing. And
Yeah, it's creepy how much that human cells are used in current experiments, and some of it, they're the ones from aborted fetuses, and that's its own issue. But there's the HeLa cell line. I don't know if you know about this.
That was the cancer one.
Yeah. The thing is, the genome of them was sequenced, but that means that anybody who is related to or part of their genome is known.
But doesn't that happen every time you take an ancestry test?
Yeah, but not everybody takes an ancestry test.
Yeah,
so
you remember how they found the Golden State Killer? Because his relative took an ancestry test?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, all it takes is a cousin, and then they got you.
Right.
So. That's what ancestry tests are for, is they're just big FBI traps to get your DNA, because you wouldn't give them your fingerprints.
Yeah.
It's not like they give you accurate information about your ancestry that you didn't already know.
Yeah.
It's white.
Some people get surprises, but there's also quite a margin of error.
Yeah, the margin of error is pretty big. So.
Yeah, but insurance, if you had a cancer in your family, you have a... You might have a reason not to want anybody to get it, to band together and make sure nobody gets their DNA out there, because if an insurance company gets their hands on it, then they might raise your rates if they think, oh, this gene gives you advanced probability of developing these cancers. So, there are several different ramifications that can come from genomes being known.
Yeah. So what's the deal with the Henrietta Lacks cell culture?
Well, it was taken without her consent, and the family doesn't really like it being used. I think they came to some kind of settlement, but mostly because they couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy that they have somebody's cells growing outside of their body without their consent. Did you see... it's kind of like the Israeli military...
Well, back in that day... What I heard is back in that day, it wasn't really customary to ask for consent before you took tissue samples from...
Well, I'd be cool with taking tissue samples and testing them and getting rid of them, but, then growing them for all eternity, that's kind of different.
It's definitely different.
But it reminds me of the Israeli military was offering spouses. They have, they can... If the Israeli soldier dies on the battlefield... They'll collect his sperm after he's dead, the same way they collect sperm from a bull.
What?
Yeah, and so all it takes is the spouse to give you the okay, and you can be raped post-mortem.
Hmm.
Things you didn't know you had to worry about.
What? Where's the source on that? That'd be really... I'm surprised that would ever get released if true.
I doubt it's really very hard to find. All right. The Israeli Health Ministry has also allowed parents to circumvent legal procedures to retrieve the sperm of their sons who are killed in war or as civilians.
What could possibly be the moral use of that?
For example, since October 22, the Knesset Health Committee has extracted and preserved sperm from over 39 Israeli men who died in the war against Hamas.
Why?
I didn't realize it was for the parents, too. That's weird. That's wrong.
It is weird. Yeah. You may be their parents, but they're adults. I don't know. In order to be an organ donor, you have to sign a form, right, saying I'm willing to donate my organs, right? And then they can't just take them. But your parents can authorize...
Your parents can rape you after you're dead? That's what it is.
What could possibly... Who the heck thinks of these things? Because what could possibly be the...
The Israelis? I don't know. You know, the Muslims aren't doing that. They'll rape you while you're alive.
Yeah. No difference.
Yeah, but they're not into gay stuff, so it's okay.
Yeah. Only rape women.
This is what our channel's devolved into.
Yeah.